West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. The possibility for flooding continues for our listening area at least through Saturday night, with excessive runoff possibly affecting rivers, creeks, streams, and other low-lying and flood-prone locations. On Thursday, the Harrelson County Sheriff's Office was forced to close Francis White Road, Kelly Road, Clay Road, and Garner Road. Deputies say they continue to monitor Little Vine Church Road, Egan Road, Nix Road, Wagon Trail Road, and Rainy Lake Road as areas that could also see closures before the end of the weekend, depending on the amount and the rate of rainfall. Well, Dollar Heating and Air, a big sponsor of the For the Love of Baseball one-day instructional camp on the Central High School baseball field next month, where area youth enjoy a day of individual and group instruction with multiple former MLB players in pitching, base running, outfield, batting practice, and agility.
Baseball has taught me a lot of valuable things through life, you know, just hard work, dedication. There's always going to be those downs, just a matter of how you're going to handle it when things ain't going good. And baseball teaches you a lot of those things. And that's a lot of the things we want to teach these kids. Get them to love the game like we all did. Probably over 100 years of experience that will be here at this baseball camp to help and teach all these kids.
Stephen Woodard is a former fifth-round draft pick of the Milwaukee Brewers, where he won more than 10 games in consecutive years for the Brew Crew before being traded to the Cleveland Indians. Woodard promoted the For the Love of Baseball one-day instructional camp on a recent WLBB Community Voice program.
During the middle of this, usually around lunch, we'll do a question and answer where parents and even the kids can ask some questions and hear some of our answers, maybe things that helped us get there, maybe something that changed our life or somebody that influenced us. You know, every one of us have a different story, a unique story, come from different places and had different work ethics that got us to that point. So it's fun. It's a lot of fun. And sometimes, you'll hear some things you don't need to hear, stories.
For more information on the upcoming baseball camp, yesterday's Community Voice program is archived online at newstalk1330.com. And Georgia State legislators could soon vote on a bill that would dedicate the intersection of U.S. Highway 27 and State Route 5 in Carroll County to honor one of the most recognizable voices to ever cover American sports. The bill states, Keith Jackson, born October 28, 1928 in Carrollton, was a graduate of Roopville High School, where he played on the school's state championship basketball team and served with the U.S. Marines. Jackson became known as the voice of football with several of his unique phrases still used in sports broadcasting today, including Whoa Nelly and the Big House to refer to Michigan Stadium in Ann Arbor, and the granddaddy of them all to refer to the Rose Bowl. If approved, the intersection would be dedicated as the Keith Jackson Memorial Intersection. Jackson passed away in January of 2018. I'm Colin Worthington.